appear. Well, any time that his case will come up in Abuja, that we will solidarize with him. If we cannot be there present physically with him, we must do the things that we have to do to let the world know that we are one with him in spirit and also in our pursuit for freedom and liberation. Biafraland will be on lockdown. Please, everybody, be part of this process, because what we are doing, we may be feeling some discomfort, but we have to look at the big picture. We have to look not just, you know, at the immediate, what we may be losing or gaining, but what ultimately shall be the gain of all our efforts, because that gain will not only be for us who are partaking and sacrificing all that we have to sacrifice, but for our children and our children's children will benefit from all that the sacrifices that our heroes past have made, our heroines past have made, and of course that we, the this present generation, are also making. It is for the benefit of, in fact, most critical, for the benefit of the generations yet unborn and for our children. In Abuja, those of us who are in and around Abuja and its environs must, of course, be present in the court. And as we are usually, as we are wont to do, as we usually do, we are a very disciplined movement, and we will, of course, ensure that we go there to solidarize with our leader and give him all the strength by he noticing and knowing that we are present. It gives him the strength to continue this fight until victory is assured. He said, remember, he said, "I will not disappoint you." That is Onyedu's words. "I will not disappoint you." He also told us that he will be leading us from the front, and all these things he has said, we are witnesses to it. We are witnesses to these things this very day, and we thank you, Abiyama, for making him a tool in his hand for the liberation of his people. We on our part, great Biafran, we on our part must do all that is humanly possible not to disappoint Onyedu Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. That is for tomorrow, and all things are being put in place. We will, of course, put our lawyers, we will commit them into the hands of Tupu Abiyama. We will commit all the whole court processes that will take place tomorrow into the hands of Tupu Kike. We are very hopeful indeed, very, very hopeful that Chukwuka will glorify his name tomorrow or shortly thereafter, that he will glorify his name, of course, and make his children to once again rejoice in his mercies, in his compassion, in his loving kindness to us. I do believe that by now, for those who are honest, those who are truthful to themselves, those that have spiritual discernment, I believe now that the whole gamut of the plan of the enemy is very illuminated before us as I speak. The whole plan, beginning from the moment that we became aware. In fact, the plan was prior to we becoming aware of the extraordinary rendition of our leader. But I'm saying this now that with all that is playing out, with all the revelations, with all that is happening, with every single action or inaction of those who do not wish us well, and those who do not wish our leader well, all that is playing out, I believe, to those who have spiritual discernment, they will now understand what is being played out and what the game is all about. For us, it is not a game. For us, dear friends, it is a battle for survival. For us, it is a battle for our generation not to be extinct. For us, it is a battle for our own heritage. But for them, it is a game because they have developed a new sport in killing, burning, and destroying properties belonging to Biafran people in Biafran land. Permit me, great Biafran, to state boldly and unequivocally that the indigenous people of Biafran, led by the indefatigable Onyedumadze Nnamdi Kanu, has, in the Directorate of State, let me say this again, let me, indulge me for a moment, so that I can tell you very clearly that this very movement led, called the Indigenous People of Biafra, led by our indefatigable leader, Onyedumadze Nnamdi Kanu, has in the DOS, the Directorate of State, some of the most committed, most devoted, most dedicated, most faithful, loyal, and focused, and of course, very fearless members of the great IPOB family worldwide. What I'm trying to tell you, great Biafrans and IPOB all over the world, is that the Directorate of State, shortened the DOS, which is the supreme or the highest organ, the highest institution put in place by Onyedu to run the affairs of this movement, that this institution has personnel or individuals, people who make up this working team, you have people who are, in fact, they have loyalty and devotion and commitment to this struggle is among the best you can find among the family members all over the world. And why am I saying this? I am saying this because our people must understand that, of course, IPOB is the obstacle to the total Islamization and subjugation of the totality of the southern part of that contraption called Israel. IPOB alone. And who is at helm of this IPOB? Onyedumadze Nnamdi Kanu. He is the number one enemy. And now the enemy thinks that they have him in their custody. Let us try and destroy that structure which he put in place that has been giving him unwavering support, unwavering loyalty. And which is that structure? It is, at the helm of that structure is the DOS. That is why you see everyone is after the DOS. It's not because they have anything to say about DOS or any wrong thing that DOS may have done. No, it is part of the coordinated plan to do what? To dismantle our march to liberty and freedom. In my last address to Biafrans, and of course IPB families worldwide, I informed you that we are witnessing a plethora of persons, groups, government institutions and agencies, even affiliated and intellectuals, infiltrators and collaborators with the enemy, a plethora of all these groups and persons and institutions or whatever you have are all focusing their attack on the leadership of the indigenous people of Biafra. They are all focusing their attack on the leader because they believe that when you destroy the foundation, when you destroy the structure upon which this movement has been built, then they believe, I would say, then they may have succeeded in delaying the coming of Biafra. Because I can tell you here now, nobody born of woman can solve the coming of Biafra. This is beyond mortals. The coming of Biafra, the issue of Biafra is beyond man that bleeds. It does not matter who you are. It does not matter from where you come from. It does not matter what you want to do. It does not matter the evil spirit that you will invoke or call up. Because I always say that this fight is no longer in the hands of men. It is in the hand of Tupu Abiyama. And Tupu Okike, his word is yes and amen, like those who would say. He is not a man who speaks and then he does not bring to fulfillment or to fruition what he has spoken. Biafra is ordained in the spirit. So all this shenanigans that all the enemies are, you know, all these thoughts that they are raising, they are trying to see if they can delay the coming of Biafra. But I want to disappoint them because they cannot delay the time of the coming of Biafra. They cannot delay the coming of Biafra because the time of Tupu Abiyama, man cannot change it. When he has set a date and set a time at that appropriate time, in fullness of it, that which he has ordained must come to pass. And Biafra, he has ordained it, and it will come to pass, whether devil, whether Satan, whether Lucifer likes it or not. Biafra is here to stay. For the past seven months since the extraordinary rendition of our leader, I am saying this that Biafrans may begin to, you know, to begin to have an inward conversations among themselves or with themselves. Try and have a conversation after listening tonight. Broadcast. Have a conversation with yourself, because within this period and all the missiles that have been directed at the leadership and at all hardcore IPB family members, we have remained unwavering in our commitment to the unconditional release of our leader Onyemazi Nnamdi-Kanu. Despite the coordinated attacks for the past 7 months against the leadership of this very struggle, and of course the hardcore Biafrans, we have also remained unwaveringly committed to the ultimate restoration of the Biafran sovereignty. And we will remain unwaveringly committed to the pursuit of these two objectives. Notwithstanding Biafrans, despite or in spite of these well-planned, well-greased, well-financed, and well-coordinated attacks unleashed upon the leadership of this great movement from every imaginable angle and sources, I can assure Biafrans tonight, and of course, IPOB family members especially, that we in the Directorate of State, we will maintain these characteristics until our immediate and short-term objectives are met. That is what you need to take home tonight. We, the leadership, the members of the Directorate of State, we will maintain the very characteristics that I initially enumerated, such as our devotion, our commitment, our dedication, our faithfulness, our loyalty, of course, to our leader, to our principles, to our fundamental objectives, and our fearlessness before our enemies. We will maintain these characteristics until our immediate and short-term objectives are met. I must not, however, my people, I must not hesitate in all that we have done, in all our achievements, even in all our shortcomings and all the challenges we may have. I must not hesitate to accord to Kuki Kabiama all glory and all praise for what he has used, the leadership and the very, very formidable hardcore IPOB family members to achieve today, and what he will, of course, use us to achieve tomorrow. I give him all adoration, all praises, and I give him all glory for all his goodness upon us. The leadership of this great movement, the Directorate of State, we are working in complete consonance, complete collaboration with the supreme leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I need to repeat this so that everybody, it has to sink in. The Directorate of State, the leadership of this very great movement, the indigenous people of Biafra, that the structures that Onyendu put in place, we are working in consonance, complete consonance, and in collaboration with the supreme leader of this great movement, Onyendu Mahadinanikan, irrespective of whatever challenges he may have, irrespective of where he may be at this moment, because we know our leader and somebody we have worked with for the past 9 going to 10 years. And somebody we have also, gone through very difficult moments together. We know what we know, which the enemies, of course, will not know. Therefore, Biafrans must be rest assured that the Directorate of State, we are working in accordance with the objectives that our leader has put in place, and of course, with his direct input in most of the things that we are doing. Our families around the world are intact. As the leadership, the DOS is also intact. With the exception of one individual, because on this platform, we say the truth. With the exception, amongst the numerous members of the DOS, with the exception of one person, the leadership of this very movement is intact. And why do I say with the exception of one person? Because that one person allowed herself to be derailed by the infiltrators. And we have to cut off that very cancer from in our midst. And those who are walking now are walking with their heart, with their spirit, and with their strength for the release of our leader and for the coming of the Biafra. Therefore, every continental Arab and our national coordinators and our zonal unit coordinators around the world, these families are working as they should under the structure that our leader has put in place. They are working very, very committedly and very, very assiduously for the restoration of our dear nation, Biafra. Our consistent discipline from the onset, which our leader imparted upon us, the need for a movement such as ours to have discipline as a very, very valuable principle in whatever we do. We learned that very early in this very movement, and we have remained consistent in implementing this principle in what we do. Of course, there may be here time and again when one person may derail. And what do we do when people derail? If we find out that you are truly misled and you are willing to take note of your mistakes and then seek real restitution. This family, we are not here to wish hunt anybody. This family, we have such situations in the past. This family is a very big one that has open to those who are truly committed to our objective. Because we don't have two objectives, it's only one. Of course, now we have two because our leader must come out. And then after that, it is only Biafra that we are interested in, nothing else. So, but those who consciously, deliberately, knowingly and willingly have joined this very movement with an ulterior motive or an extraneous agenda, these people, we cut them off because we know you have what you believe in does not agree with what we are pursuing. So we'll cut those people off so that they do not contaminate those who are already in this family and who have learned so much from our leader. Therefore, to maintain this consistent discipline in our midst, which has brought us to where we are today, and upon which this leadership cannot compromise for anything, discipline amongst family members and principal officers is, in fact, so imperative that without it, you cannot belong to this family. And at that note, one individual who has made his own choice not to belong to this family again, I want to make it public so that the people, the world will know. When they make that decision, they don't want to be part of us. We tell the world they have made that decision. And everybody will take note. Mazi Magnus Onyeka Onadike from Tunku Zone in Finland. Mazi Magnus Onyeka Onadike from Tunku Zone, Finland is, as of this very evening, from this very moment, no longer part of this great family of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, and has been expelled from the IPOB family in Finland. Mazi Magnus Onyeka Onadike is no longer part of us. Now, the attacks that is going on in our land against our people by those whose responsibility in a normal crime would have been to protect the lives and property of their people. But when you holistically look at all that is playing out, and all, if you people are listening to what we've been saying, you will understand a not only a collaboration amongst the disparate or disparate groups and individuals that are rearing their heads up at this moment, you will also understand that there is a coordination in what they are doing. Will they stop us? No, of course not. They cannot stop us, because it is like you cannot fight what you cannot see. How can you fight Elohim Chukwabiama, who has made this to be? Who are you? Who are you, a man, that your time is very short, that you can fight the creator of the universe, who has said, who has ordained that Biafra will come? Now, these attacks on our people, the destruction of our homes and properties by the Nigerian security agencies, on the one hand, by some of the Southeast governors through their militia, the Ebube Monkey, Ebube Agbo, Ebube Atolo, whatever they call it. On another hand, by the Fulani terrorists who have now introduced a new tactics of using tankers loaded with inflammables to carry out their bastardly, horrific attacks on our people's means of livelihood in their various markets across Biafra land. These, and also the infiltrators that they have bankrolled, all working in consonance, all working in agreement for their own one single objective, to derail our march to liberty and freedom. That is what all the attack on the leadership is all about. If anybody tells you it is something different, that's a great lie from the deepest pit of hell. Their objective, even those who mount our leader name 24 hours, their objective, from what they have said, from available intel, from what we know, and from what you will use your common sense in Great Biafrans to also decipher. This is the time when you need to be spiritually discerning. It is not just your physical, what you see now. You have to use your mind, like Olendo said. It is all these people's focused attack on us is to derail our march to freedom, and of course to stop the coming of Biafra. That is their objective. We leave them with their objective, and we must not allow them to in any manner in any manner whatsoever distract our focus and our focused match and our focused actions and our focused work for the release of our leader and of course for the restoration of the independent and sovereign Biafran nation. Having noticed that the Fulani are using other tactics now to attack, which these attacks are still going to come. Attacks with tankers filled with fuel or whatever, petrol or what, kerosene or whatever, and then they will pass deliberately in the vicinity of our market. And what you will hear is that these tanker lost how did they talk themselves? The thing failed break, you know. And if you were asking yourself, how will he be failing break only when they come close to where our markets are? How? Or where there are too many group of people of our people, so that at the end of the day you will be counting tens and tens of people who lost their lives and millions and millions that have been wasted in that very bad attack. They don't feel break when they are on the highway or yes, on the express road or whatever. They don't feel break when they are in the north. It is once they come down to the east, they start to feel break. I am using this opportunity to call on market union leaders. Market unions, you and your leaders across Biafra land must beef up your security around your markets and its environment. You must beef up security. Now, loaded tankers, you must ensure that you do not allow loaded tankers, whether that tanker is being driven by a Fulani man or by somebody from another nation in the zoo. Don't allow that tanker to pass through your market. The only thing you can do, if there are no other road through which they can pass, the best option you can do or the best option you can take is to now ask the tanker driver to come down. He has to come down, and then one of you will drive that tanker past your market into a very long distance away from your market, and you hand the person over the tanker to drive to go to where he's going, because Asnan Ike Mpucha is not a bro joker. We must do something. If situations are very, very critical, we must think critically in order to try to avoid some of these unfortunate incidents that have become almost a daily occurrence in our land. Let me remind Biafrans that the ban on consumption of Fulani cow in Biafra land will take effect as scheduled by the end of April 2022. The ban on the consumption of Fulani cows, the ban on the selling of Fulani cows, the ban on the using of Fulani cows for our ceremonies and events and whatever kind of event that we have in Biafra land, the ban will commence as scheduled, and that will be from the end of April of this very year. People must begin now to make the needed adjustment before this very important date is upon us. People must begin to make adjustments. Don't neglect this very, very message, because don't say you were not told. You had no idea. We will very soon, we are going to bring out other forms of passing this very message to the grassroots in Biafra land, so that everybody will be in tune with the leadership of this very great movement. Now, there is something that I didn't really wanted to talk about, but it's important. I mention it very briefly. There was this one young man that calls himself Igbo Youth Leader. I don't know what his name actually is. He says he's Sigus or something like that. I believe I got it right. Who unfortunately does not know where he comes from. This person, I'm not sure he knows where he comes from. And I do not wish to waste time on buffoons like that. But it is sad. It is sad that it is this type of leadership that, before you know it, is being prepared for the proud and great Biafran people. Imagine this man that went to I don't know where he went, whether in Kano or wherever, but in the north, and he denied himself, so he doesn't know who he is. Tomorrow, the idiot may find his way through the corrupt Ohanaeze Ndigbo, and then he will become president general. Will this person not sell you for one penny? The one that he already denied himself in the presence this is the problem we have. Those who are running from pillar to post for one useless, very useless political office or political position in the zoo, they are denying themselves. But sorry, will be their name. That's all I'm going to say to that idiot. People tend to conveniently forget that IPOB was founded on the principle of nonviolence. And it is very imperative to state that this principle still remains fundamental to our operations. The principle of nonviolence remains fundamental, remains at the forefront of our operations. It is on record that even in the zoo itself, a court of competent jurisdiction has ruled that IPOB is not an illegal organization. If we were violent, will they tell you that we are not that? Simply, they will not say that we are an organization that is not illegal. If we were violent, that court would not have said that we are not an illegal organization. But he says, IPOB is a legal organization. I mean, in their zoo, of course, we are a legal organization because we are everywhere around the world, in every country, in almost, I don't know, more than 110 countries, and we have legal recognition in these countries. Legal recognition because we are not doing anything that is outside of what the international community finds appropriate. We are pursuing a freedom for our people in accordance with a United Nations laid down self-determination principles. Therefore, except they want to tell us that because we are Biafrans, now we are not entitled to self, but that's not the case. So IPOB is built upon a non-violence principle, and people must put this very, very, very into account when they tend to attribute some barbaric and very, very evil happenings in and around Biafra land, they want to when they want to attribute it to Biafra to IPOB, you will understand that this IPOB you want to attribute these things to is not a violent movement. It's not a violent freedom fighting outfit. It is our operations are followed in a non-violent manner. Because if I want to let the world hear, actually, let the zoo hear, let everybody that is listening here, if the truth of the matter is that if IPOB is a violent freedom movement, I can tell you, you will be rest assured that not one single security personnel from the Nigerian establishment will be found in Biafran territory. That is how it goes. Because if you say we are violent, that means Nigerian security operatives who are killing us every day, as I'm talking to you tonight, Imo State, Ebonyi State, the government, the state governors of these two places, through the Ebube monkey that they set up, they are committing horrible acts of state-sponsored violence against their own people. And if you think if we had taken up, if we are pursuing this very struggle in a way other than peaceful, I think we will take that nonsense. Of course, we will not take it, but everything has its time. At the appropriate time, what needs to be done must be done. We have chosen to continue on this path of non-violence until a date for referendum is given to the Biafran people to freely exercise our freedom of choice. And that time is fast approaching. We are going to refocus the leadership of this great movement. We are going to refocus in conjunction with the IPOB four regional reps in North America. We will refocus and reposition IPOB women in USA for a better effectiveness in mobilizing IPOB family members in the USA for the task ahead of us. The IPOB women, if you are an IPOB family member and you happen to be a woman, it means that automatically, ab initio, you must belong to a unit. You must belong to a zone. You must belong to a country. You must belong to a continent. But the basic is that you must belong to a unit. IPOB family unit. That is the only criteria that will even make you to be part of IPOB USA women, women wing, if I use that word. If you do not belong to IPOB unit and you are not an old member of IPOB, why do you want to be part of the IPOB women? Because you will not understand what we're doing. So, we have taken it upon ourselves to ensure that those who came in to hijack this very movement and failed woefully, that they are finally put in the place to which they belong. And in doing this, I'm going to read out four names here. These four names are the facilitators. I'm not giving people must be very careful, because you know they know how people know how to twist something when you say, I'm going to give you four names in USA. These are women, hardcore IPOB women in USA. Very hardcore, very, very dedicated. These will be the nucleus of the of our desire to refocus and reposition our women in USA, for them to take their proper place and play their proper part in this very struggle. And these women must, of course, work in total agreement and collaborative manner with the four regional representatives that we have in USA, the central region, the Pacific, and the mountain zone, and the eastern zone. These four regions that we have, they have each four representatives. So these women, you will be working very closely with these four great Biafrans in order to make sure that our women are mobilized properly and for the work ahead. The names are as follows: Mrs. Chinyere Onyechere, Mrs. Chinyere Onyechere, Mrs. Oriakụ Nkem Obasi, Mrs. Oriakụ Nkem Obasi. Number three, Mrs. Ann A. Ugumba. Mrs. Ann Ugumba, number three. And the number fourth person is Dr. Tina Mado Odedeka. Dr. Tina Mado Odedeka. These four women, they will be the engine room that will begin the proper refocusing and proper repositioning of our IPOB women USA, and then mobilize them properly in conjunction with our reps in the USA, and then we will, of course, as we go ahead, by the time very soon, when Onyendu rejoins us, we will discuss the issue of leadership. So there's no leader as per se, but these are the facilitators. These are the people who will be gathering our women and then working to make sure that those who do not understand what we are into, they are giving that orientation to understand what we are into, for them to put it in action and in practice. Wonderful and great Biafran people, I want to tell you that tomorrow, being the 16th day of February 2022, we are very, very looking up to Chukwu Abiamah to do, to show us mercy. And on our part, we must continue to supplicate to him. We must continue to call upon his name. We must continue to hand over our leader, Onyendu Mazinamikano, into the hand of Chukwu Okike, for Chukwu Abiamah to protect him, to preserve him, to strengthen him, to imbue with him, or to imbue in him his spirit, so that every action, every machination, everything that the enemy would do against him shall be for naught. It will not have any effect on him. And if Chukwu Okike will smile upon us, then we will celebrate, as he will give us victory. If he gives us victory tomorrow, we will celebrate and glorify his name. But I am convinced, I am assured, I am certain that a little while in a little while, in a very little while, I think we will have a cause to glorify the name of God. We must be very, very, very hopeful and faithful, and we must have our trust in Him, because He never fails. He's not a man that lieth, Jehovah cannot lie. And of course, I can tell you that the Biafra land itself, the Ajani Ala Biafra, the spirits that own that land are in tune with what we are doing, and they are in this battle together with us. I can say the enemy can do what they want. What I'm trying to say this night, that this battle has gone beyond, you know, the physical. And I continue to say that it has, the physical aspect of it has been done. The rest is something that has to be done spiritually, and for us to break that dark cloud that is hovering upon the children of light. May the light of Jehovah are coming to dissipate the darkness that may or is hovering around us. So therefore, our prayer must continue unceasingly tonight and throughout tomorrow. And those among us who are ordinary people, do not forget to call upon the ancestors. Buy a cola and give our ancestors some cola and call them into this battle. Those of us in Biafra land who believe and who worship Chukwuebuke in the way and in the manner of ancestors, please, as our Judeo-Christians are praying and fasting, you must as well do what you need to do for total victory to be our own. Great Biafrans, Biafra for us is not just a name. Biafra is our identity. Biafra is our heritage given to us by Chukwuebuke. And Biafra is our religion. And it is on this platform, Radio Biafra, that we join millions around the world to praise the name of Chukwuebuke. It is on this platform that we glorify your name, Thou that made the heavens and the earth. And it is only to you that we, the children of light, your children, bow down and worship. Good night, and thank you for listening. And from me here, I want to ask Chukwuebuke to continue to guide and preserve all of you. And of course, into the hand of merciful Chukwuebuke, I commend our leader, Oyedumazin Amikano. I commend also our legal team. Our legal team that will be visiting, that will be taking up this case tomorrow, I commend all of them into the hand of Chukwuebuke. May Elohim take charge. May Chukwuebuke take complete control. May Chukwuebuke take absolute charge of what will transpire tomorrow in Binta Yako's court. And may his name be praised and worshipped. Good night, and remain blessed. From me, from here, I want to say sleep well. Thank you very much.
Land of the rising sun, we love and share.